Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This week, Brother Copeland is taking us through a study on the love of God. He taught this at the Word Explosion Military Salute. It was a great faith-building meeting for those in the military and their families and for every born-again child of God. So get your Bibles and let's join Brother Copeland as he shares how faith puts a demand on the power of God.
Let's go now to Galatians 5. Stand fast. Are we standing fast this morning? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. What is this country? It is a nation of liberty, freedom. Stand fast in that liberty. Praise God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Well, to get the full impact of that, read what the apostle wrote to the church at Rome, particularly 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th verses of the 5th chapter. Then the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters on the righteousness of God by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision in Christ... Let me share something with you quickly. Go through the letters. Look for in Him, in Christ, in whom. And every time you see one of those, that's me. Because I'm in Christ. And since I am in Christ, then I am the seed of Abraham. I am an heir. It's an amazing study. There's a number of them, something like 134 times you find it. Faith, which works by love. Now, go with me to the book of James. Oh, what a powerful book. There's so much I'd like to talk to you from then. But I have a specific assignment. Verse 12, so speak ye and so do as they... No, thank you, Lord, for arresting me. Go back to verse 7. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? If you fulfill the royal law... Oh, I like that. The royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as a transgressor. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Excuse me. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now, if you commit adultery, yet thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Glory to God. For he shall have judgment without mercy and shows no mercy and so on and so on. Verse 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and you just say, you know, be warm, brother. What's happening here? Okay, back up. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? That works is misleading there. Now, in the Weymouth translation, it's also called the New Testament in modern speech. And if you have a hard time finding one, KCM put it back into print. And you would enjoy having one of those. The way he, you know how he put that? Faith without corresponding action is dead. Well, of course it is. Acting, action. The woman that had the issue of blood. I'm looking forward to finding out her name. I'm tired of calling her a woman. She heard. She heard of, King James says she heard of Jesus. Well, what she did, she hear. You want me to tell you? She heard what he preached everywhere. He took that text from the book of Isaiah. And he, that was his golden text, and he preached that everywhere he went. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. Had he not preached that, there would have been no way to know he's anointed. Amen. Wow. Now, so he that was his text everywhere he went. She heard that. Well, and so she started saying it. If I but touch the hem of his garment. What hem of what garment? Now, Jesus, a rabbi, and he wore the clothing of a rabbi. And he wore his prayer shawl all the time. And the edges of that garment came down below his top garment. Right down low. And she had been taught that that was where that anointing is because of that prayer shawl. If I can just touch that. It wasn't the tail of his coat. If I can just touch that, if I just touch it. Now you go back to Leviticus 5 and find out. She had an issue of blood that was not normal for a woman. So she was a shut-in. It was illegal for her to be in contact with the public. She could be stoned for this. And there's Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, right behind her. Right behind him.
That's right.
Now, faith is the one that caused all this. I mean, you know, in Capernaum, they had everybody out looking for him. And so he just pushed his way out front and just fell right there in the edge of the water. My little daughter lies sick at home at the point of death. Come lay your hands on her, she'll live. Jesus said, okay, let's go to your house. Then the woman of issue of blood touched him. He said, somebody touched my clothes. So faith put him on the move and faith stopped him. So what did she do? She said it, but then she did it. She could have sat there in that room till she bled to death before and not ever have gone out there and get in that crowd. I mean, pushing her way in there to touch him. All she had to do to touch him, she put a demand on that power. Faith puts a demand on the power of God. Jesus was aware that that power flowed. She was aware that it went into her. Now, she received it, and then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. But she already released her faith. She released her faith before she got out of that house. And she just crawled out there, fearing and trembling. She intended to scoot right back in. Can you imagine what she looked like? Skin and bones. No woman wants to be seen like that. Hadn't been out of the house in 12 years. You gotta look scrawny, sick. I'm gonna touch it. I'm gonna get my healing, and I'm gonna get back in there, and then I'm gonna build up. I'm gonna get strong. But she got it. She said it. She did it. She received it. Then she told it. That is the basic fundamental of faith. Anybody. Brother Hagin was in, after a meeting, he was in a home with some very close friends, and a spirit of prayer came on him. He said, I have to pray, and I have to pray now. And they said, well, let's just get on our knees and pray with Brother Hagin. And the minute his knees touched the floor, there was Jesus standing right in front of him. And he said, Lord, he talked to him about some other things, but he said, I want to ask you something. He said, my message on the woman with the issue of blood. He said, I'm missing it here someplace. So the Lord said, go get your pad and pencil, something to write with. So he went in around in his luggage, but he said, I always keep a pad and I always keep something right with in case I hear from the Lord. Now that's a good idea. So he said, now put down point 1, 2, 3, and 4. He says, it's amazing how good you can write with your eyes closed when you're in the Spirit. And he gave him those 4 points. And he said, anyone that will do those 4 things can receive anything that they want, anything that they need from our Father. That is the basic fundamental of faith. Now, the strong thing is the corresponding action. Now, go with me to Mark chapter 5. Read the 41st verse of chapter 4. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? What manner of man is that? That is a faith man. He's a man of faith. How do we know? Because the apostle Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews, it is impossible to please God without faith. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, but that's only half of it. And that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. How do you diligently seek him? In his covenants. In prayer. Amen. And in action. So, they came over unto the other side of the sea, or the Galilee, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Hold your place there and go to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on. Now look, he cannot put the armor on you.
That's right.
Is anybody in here that God dressed you this morning? No, you had to do it yourself. Now, I have to tell you this. It amazes me at some of the clothes people make for little children. And they don't have to wear them. Particularly in the olden days. I was a little boy. And so, can you... Michael, what would it be like if your trousers buttoned to your shirt? It ain't gonna work, brother. This ain't just, there's something wrong with this picture. And I got up, and my mother, at our house was just here, and it was just a couple of houses down. There was this little neighborhood grocery store on the corner. And I thought, I want to surprise my mother. I want to dress myself this morning. And I had to button these buttons. And I got them buttoned wrong. And I wondered what my mother was laughing at when I, you know, I thought, she just must be really proud of me. The only thing of it was, I couldn't track straight. Oh, Lord. You put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but... Now, this is the rank and file of Satan's authority from the bottom up. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or heavenly places. The rulers of the darkness of this world are the ones that possess people. I mean spirit, soul, body, financially, everything. Now, the wicked spirits in the heavenlies, and you can prove this out. You can go to the book of Daniel and prove this out. In other places also, but we don't have time to do that. But these are the highest ranking demons right under Satan himself. And these are the ones that we elect politicians, and they go to Washington, and then they get to Washington and they do just the opposite of what they said. They're facing devils they never faced before.
That's wild.
And if they don't know anything about that, they just fall for every lie the devil tells them. And they say strange and stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And do stranger than that. But I'm not their judge. But I am judge of who I'm going to vote for. And I do know enough to use this in my prayer time. And as you know as well as I do, the mess that's going on in Afghanistan and all that, this is not the time to get mad at the president. This is the time to pray for him like you have never prayed for him before in your life, and go to that scripture right there and bind those things and say, look, whether you voted for him or not, that didn't have anything to do with it. We have a higher mandate. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, I exhort you therefore, brethren, that prayers, first of all, prayers, thanksgiving, supplication, be made for all men, kings and for all that are in authority, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. For this is good in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Now you'll see that right here. Come back over there now. So, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. One devil had possessed him. One. Now that fits right there, right? A ruler of the darkness of this world. One. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Now, this man doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep. There's no way that he's strong physically. Samson was not a great, big, powerful man. That people couldn't understand how he was so powerful. Well, this is Samson in reverse.
That's right.
That demon. They'd put chains on him, and that demon, and the man, and that demon, this power would just flow through him and tear chains, just rip them off. Because he'd been often bound, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. If there's any cutters watching or listening to me right now, you listen up. You listen up. This is your day of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
This is your day of deliverance. But when he saw Jesus, afar off, he ran and worshiped him. If there could have ever been any man that the devil could have kept him from worshiping Jesus, it would have been this one.
That's right.
No. Couldn't do it. Just saw him. And he ran. And he worshiped him.
God.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events.
Every Friday is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and the scripture that we use is Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Thank you, partners, for your prayers and your support. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. You are never a day without prayer. And when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. You can expect to experience that anointing coming on your life as well. Kenneth and Gloria have been preaching the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Thank you, partners, for being a vital part of sending the word out through the broadcast, the magazine, the website, social media, products, emails, prayer calls, special events, and more. Let me pray over this offering right now. Father, as our partners and friends and those who are giving into this ministry sow, I thank you that you are multiplying and bringing great harvest to them. The harvest of their seed, Lord, that they give is a magnificent one. And their needs are being taken care of according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, the Victory Campaign in Washington, D.C., it is still going on right now. Join Brother Copeland tonight and then tomorrow morning for a special healing service. For all the information or to watch the services live, go to kcm.org. Now, next week, Brother Copeland is back on the broadcast. He's going to have a special guest with him. And be sure to watch and hear a timely word for our nation. Our nation needs the Word of God right now. Our nation needs the preaching of the gospel. And our nation needs our faith. This is a nation where Jesus is Lord. This is a nation that is preaching the gospel. This is a nation that the decisions of this nation are based on the Word of God. We are seeing God move. We are seeing God move in churches. We're seeing God move in Washington, D.C. We are seeing God move. Well, this is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. There are three simple ways to sow financially into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. You can also give online at kcm.org/give or call us at 800-600-7395. Together, we are sending the good news of the gospel around the world.